July 7th, Wednesday. Who is your absolute sovereign ruler? In a small village, there was a rich man whom everyone knew. Entering the village, there was a mansion that commanded everyone's attention, which belonged to that rich man. The walls and entrance gates were so sturdy and well built that even agile thieves would dare not trespass. One day, several fire trucks suddenly entered that quiet village. A fire had broken out in that mansion. It was a very dire situation because children were trapped inside and the parents weren't home. To make the situation even more horrendous, the firefighters took a long time to extinguish the fire because the front gate was firmly locked and the walls were too high. Sadly, all the children died. It was quite understandable for the owner of the mansion to build a residence that would block outside intrusion. However, the thorough preparation driven by worries and fears actually became the source of a genuine calamity. This truly sad story of the rich man is similar to your walk of faith that is filled with frequent mistakes. Don't you often lose hold of God's tremendous blessings because of your excessive worries and anxieties? For those who aren't saved, it's rightful to worry and prepare for the future. However, saved people of God don't need to worry in advance or work hard to protect themselves because God is their absolute sovereign ruler. May today be the start of restoring the absolute sovereignty of God, who prearranges and guides everything for your sake. The start of finding the correct covenant. Numbers 22, verse 38. Balaam said to Balak, "Behold, I have come to you. Have I now any power of my own to speak anything? The word that God puts in my mouth, that must I speak." When the Israelites tried to pass the land of the Moabite king Balak cursed the Israelites through the prophet Balaam. Although Balaam attempted many acts of divination, it became evident that the Lord was protecting and leading the Israelites until the end. Like this, children of God have received the covenantal blessing to survive in any situation. What covenant has been placed inside the blessing that you've received? Number 1. The blessing of the throne that you must first enjoy. You must first receive the blessing of the throne, which is the blessing that transcends time and space and connects your studies and work to the answer of 237, which is globalization. God doesn't want you to be seized by your own thoughts. Instead, God wants you to remain inside the blessing of the offspring of a woman, the blessing of the ark, rather than the curses of the Nephilim, the blessing of the blood covenant, and not the curses of Egypt, and the blessing of the three feasts. Number 2, the summit's blessing of being healed and strengthened by the word. As a person who has been chosen by God, you possess a status that averts curses. If you enjoy your status and authority inside the blessing of the throne and engrave God's word deeply in your soul, true healing will take place. In addition, whenever you correctly hold on to the covenant, God will give you the power of Christ that transcends time and space and raise you as the summit in your fields. You are God's child who enjoys prayer that spiritually transcends time and space. Right now, if you place God's word into your heart and pray, God will send his angels to fulfill his work. Dear God, help me to enter the time schedule of listening to your word rather than the words of people. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.